So just begin by being aware of your body. This fundamental, simple, but not easy action of just being aware. Coming into your senses, listening to the sounds of the world, touching and being touched by the world, smelling and tasting the world. Seeing and being seen. And we'll just do the Kabbalistic cross together. So putting a dominant hand on your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Malgut. Vegevira. Vegendula. Leolam Amin. And again, Ade Malgut Vegevira. And you love Leolam Amen. One last time, Ade Malgut Vegevira. And we will build a middle pillar. Sense above your head a sphere of pure white crystal light. Keter, the crown of creation. Feel that clear light radiating all around us, stilling and touching all that it encounters. And here we chant, E-Aye, I will be. Pillar of light descends to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the art, the knowing of not knowing, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim. Elohim. Yud-e-vav-e-elohim. The pillar of light descends to the level of the heart, where it becomes the inner sun of Tiferet. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat. The God is my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vedat. 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 The pillar of light descends downwards into the pelvis, where it becomes the moon sphere of Yasod, of greens and blues and silvers. And here we chant Shaddai Elchai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai. The pillar descends to just beneath our feet, where it becomes the magnetic sphere of Malchut, shining blackness shot through with rainbow colors. And here we chant Adonai Ha'aretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Ha'aretz, Adonai Ha'aretz, Adonai Ha'aretz. Adonai Haaretz. Feel the middle pillar within you, at the spine of your being. Let it hold you as we work with the circulation exercises. Breathing in, we focus in Ketta. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of your body. Breathing in, we bring the light up the back of the body. Doing this for 6 cycles. Thank you. and now circulating the light down the sides of the body. Breathing in, bring attention into Ketta. Breathing out, let the light go down the left side of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, bring the right up, light up the right side of the body to Ketta. Completing the cycle for 6 cycles. Then breathing in and out, we center in Malchut. Breathing in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise to Ketter. Breathing out, we send the light down the middle pillar to Malchut. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Now coming to the final circulation exercise. Breathing in and out, we center in Malchut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Ketter. Breathing out, we fountain the light back down to Malchut. Breathing in and out again, we gather the light. And then on an in-breath, bring the light up to Ketter. On the out-breath, fountain the light. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. Fold your senses inwards and hear this. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters and emerge from latent stress to potent living image, the body of prayer and blessing. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the body of prayer and blessing. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the body of prayer and blessing. You find yourselves robed and hooded. You feel your expanded form, the vehicle of power, love, and wisdom. In this body of light, step forward and stand. Feel yourself standing in front of your body, physical body. Open your inner senses and be aware of the more fluid environment around you. Touch it, breathe it, smell and taste it. See it. And as you feel yourself standing in this shape of substantial light, your body expands and you grow, becoming the axis of the universe, feeling your feet in the earth, your pelvis in the moon, your heart in the sun, your head in the stars. Above you is the great unmanifest, the mystery. At your feet is the green earth, and you extend through all space, through the moon, the sun, and the stars. Feel that sense of your feet deeply within the earth, that sense of your pelvis containing the moon, your heart containing the sun, your head containing the thousand stars. Raising our imaginal hand above our head, we reach into the unmanifest. And as we do so, we become aware of the negative image of the cubed sphere and the four empty thrones. We vibrate. Bringing down our hands, the light descends through the universe, down into the planet Earth. As it does so, the negative image and four vortices of spiraling light descend with it. A yellow vortex that becomes the Archangel Raphael. A red that becomes Michael. A blue that becomes Gabriel. A green that becomes Uriel. As the negative form manifests through the art and becomes the Sanctum Sanctorum. We balance the worlds, saying Vege Bura, Vege Dula. We bless the worlds. Leolam Amin. We stand at the altar of the universe. We stand as the axis of the universe in the eternal temple not made by hands. That is filled with the divine light, filled with the divine pressure. And from this place as Adam, who is Michael, who is Gabriel, who is Uriel, who is Raphael, we bless the worlds, extending the lights wherever it is needed. We surrender to the living light, to the divine pressure. Letting the light through us so that the organic body can sing together. As the blessing is completed, we turn our attention to ourselves and the sanctuary. We stand step away from the universal form and become ourselves in our body of light, standing in our sanctuary, which once again adapts and changes to be our particular sanctuary that holds and focuses our light. We get accustomed to that shift, feeling our hands upon the altar, contemplating the shin above us, the holy living creatures and the angels on all sides of us. Noticing the shape, the responsiveness of our sanctuary. Noticing that we are the bearer of the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. And as we do this, we become aware of the stairway in the northern quarter that descends down into the places of separation. Feeling the power and the blessing of the body of light and the light within us, we slowly walk to the northern quarter, saluting the winged bull, saluting Auriel, the light of God that shines in darkness. And we slowly and steadily descend the stairway into the crypt, the doorway of the crypt. There is an ancient oak door carved into this door. Is the image of two human-headed serpents coiling round each other in a great tangle. Around them and within them, many other distorted forms can be seen. This is the gateway of Samael and Lilith, the father and mother of the Klipot, who embody domination, possession, and destruction of life. Within the coils, the form of the Tree of Life can be dimly seen, though overlaid by the tangle of serpents. As we place our hands upon the door, it swings open, and we cross the threshold. We enter an underground room with a domed roof that is a distorted copy of the Sanctum Sanctorum. It is a room in ruins with many shadows. At its centre is a spiralling stairway descending into the abyss. This is the entrance into the Shadow Tree. It is a labyrinth, confusion with shifting shadows. All is constantly in motion, for the Shadow Tree has no consistent structure. It reflects the energies of Samael and Lilith, who are the distortions of the true human being. As we stand in this place, we become aware of the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh that we hold in our hearts. And as we speak this name, the light of the name manifests in the kingdom of shadows. In this place of ruin, of discarded forms, we speak the name of light. In this place of confusion that is the entrance to the realm of the Klipot, we speak the name of balance. And as we contemplate this room of ruins, this place of discard, we recall this place called Gehenna, the pit of discarded forms, is linked also with the place called Veilon Shamin, the veil of the heavens. And we contemplate for a moment the mystery that the discarded and ruined place can also be the doorway into the heavens when the name is spoken. Stand here for a moment in this antechamber, contemplating the name, letting the light of the name touch the places of disturbance. Yud Hei Shin Vav Hei Yud You are the door of light. Be aware that you are the lens that focuses the light into the realms of the Klipot. Let your light shine. Bless all that emerges in this place as we stand in the light in the kingdom of shadows. As we return all that is discarded into the great bundle of the living, for no form is lost that cannot be returned. No form is exiled that will not at some point return home. All I held in the great bundle of the living, in the great place of blessing. Amen, Selah. For now, we salute those who are in the lost places. We offer the lights. And for now, we complete this work. We turn. We walk through the oaken door, closing it behind us and blessing it with the name. You. We ascend the stair. And return to the altar place, placing our hands upon the altar. We receive the blessing of the holy living creatures and the four great angels. We receive the light of the Shin, which fills us and blesses us. As we hear this voice, the forms dissolve. We find ourselves moving in time and space. We hear the sound of the voice that leads us out of the sanctum sanctorum, standing in our body of light. In this time, in this place, in this room. We hear this voice, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true form. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress a potent living image, my own true form. With this, the form of the body of light is absorbed into our body. We find ourselves sitting in our room, opening our senses into our room. Hearing the sounds of our room, feeling the contact between our body and the chair, our body and the air, smelling and tasting the room, and when we are ready, opening our eyes and looking into the room.